Review. Fuzzyogosum, by Wolfgang Dierer. Fuzzyogosum, by Wolfgang Dierer Molesberg, PAR, Peck 1 Press, March 2011, hardcover $38.00, 299 pages, Kindle $7.99. Hein Piper's Little Fuzzy, about the discovery by humans of cute furry natives on the planet Zarathustra, was first published in 1962. It became a minor classic, being nominated for the Hugo Award for Best Novel in 1963, and inspiring four other fuzzy novels up to 1982. Two of those not by Piper were later declared to be not canon, and Piper's three fuzzy novels were published together in 1998 as The Complete Fuzzy. As soon as the copyright on Little Fuzzy expired in 2006, numerous public domain editions were published in paperback and Kindle, and on the internet by Project Gutenberg. Now a new fuzzy novel has been written by Wolfgang Dierer, a Piper fan, who moderates the Piper World's discussion group on Yahoo.com. Dierer wrote the novel over 3 years with the editorial assistance of John F. Carr, the Piper expert, who edited many of the Piper reprint collections for Ace Books in the early 1980s, and Carr has published Dierer's novel through his Peckout Press. Fuzzyogosum is a fourth fuzzy novel, following up on the events in Little Fuzzy, Fuzzy Sapiens, and Fuzzies and Other People. It is good enough that it will please Piper's fans, yet it is definitely for readers who know the fuzzy canon and the previously established cast. It takes place shortly after the events in Fuzzies and Other People, a little more than 2 years since the fuzzies were first discovered. Jack Holloway, Victor Drigo, Little Fuzzy, and his family, and the other familiar characters are all here. Zarathustra's new civil government has been established and developed a friendly working relationship with the still powerful charterless Zarathustra Company. The humans and fuzzies are living in harmony. But a novel requires conflict. Fuzzyogosum may provide too much of it. John Morgan, an apparently friendly but mysterious stranger, comes to Zarathustra from the Terran Federation planet Freya and involves himself in the executive levels of the CZC. Almost simultaneously, Colonial Chief Prosecutor Gustavus Granford, one of the original good guys, is kidnapped by unknown criminals. At the same time, an unidentified group sets up a clandestine mining operation in the wilds of Beta Continent, at first seemingly to poach for sunstones, but, as the plot develops, for an apparently more convoluted motive. This group comes into contact with a tribe of fuzzies, who have not encountered humans before, leading to potential conflict. And if this weren't enough, a cryptic scheme is hatched by off-world and local criminals to spring one of Zarathustra's most notorious villains from prison. The novel balances all of these elements skillfully, switching back and forth from one to another, keeping the main characters and the reader guessing which, if any, are connected to each other, but the result is to make each of the subplots seem to take a backseat to an amorphous whole. All the cast feel like supporting characters. Nobody really stands out as a main protagonist. Dierer shows clear familiarity with the other fuzzy novels, giving important roles to all the previous players and introducing several new ones. He adds intriguing new details to what is known about Zarathustra and Freya, and to what humans learn about fuzzy biology. Probably his most picturesque creation is the patrols of fuzzy dog riders. 18 months earlier, Sandra Cadra noticed two fuzzies riding on the back of a large mixed-breed dog, and mentioned it to Victor Drigo, Jack Holloway, and Ben Rainsford at a dinner party. That started a discussion about the merits of fuzzy-mounted dogs, since Zarathustra lacked for any animal that could do the job of a horse, especially for the diminutive natives. Eventually, it was decided to bring in a number of breeding pairs of sturdy dogs, and train them as horses for fuzzies. PGS 130-131. See also the attractive wraparound dust jacket by Alan Gutierrez. Readers will be favorably surprised by how Dierer works back in a plot device from the now non-canon novels by William Tuning and Ardath Mehar. One minor annoyance is poor proofreading. Pancho Ibarra is Poncho Ibarra more often than not. The main dissatisfaction here is that, unlike Piper's adventures, which each comes to a satisfying conclusion, Fuzzyogosum ends on a dramatic cliffhanger. There is clearly more of the story to come. Fuzzy fans will hope that the wait is not too great.